Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
You know who those people are, Mike? They're the Dob Squad.
The Dob Squad's in there.
The Dob Squad.
Show title.
The Dob Squad. No, it won't be. But anyway, moving right along.
Jennifer Gardner, Laura Dern was there, Meghan Trainor.
Jennifer Gardner was there?
Yes.
Did you see Jennifer Garner up close?
Yes.
Oh, my God, you saw Jennifer Garner, one of my favorite actresses.
It's just your stomach is facing the ground. Your back is up towards the sky.
And, nice. Bonsoir.
Hello.
This is going to make it worse. You're in what they call the banana position.
Yeah, you are.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Pizza Hut Cup.
PHC.
Pizza Hut Cup. Welcome to The Mike O'Mara Show. Live from Podville Media in Washington, D.C. and around the world. I'm Mike.
Hi.
Dallas Town Borough, Pennsylvania. Ulysses, New York. Named after the general, I take it?
Yeah, I think so, yes.
Or it could be the mythological figure.
That's true. This is true.
St. George's, Bermuda. Been there. Sugar Tit, South Carolina. Really a place?
Yeah.
We've had this discussion.
Yes,
over the years.
We have.
Columbus, Mississippi. And Quetzaltenango, Guatemala.
Yes.
Did I do that
correctly? I think so, yeah. Yeah.
Very exciting today.
You're a linguist.
On the show, we have Dan O'Brien standing by. We'll get to him in a second. And Dan, if you're available to panel for the first segment, I would really appreciate it because Oscar's having some sort of problem out in California.
Sure, sure. We'll go with that.
He's standing by his Monday. Unit, Mike.
That's great.
I'm here as
really
long as you want me.
In that neighborhood, the internet goes out, Rob. Do you really think so?
Mike, you would be surprised how unreliable solid gold wires are.
But I have a new soundboard, which I've created, and I spent all weekend working on it.
Tedious hours.
I did.
Oh, I don't doubt it.
Well, that sounded mocking.
That did sound mocking.
No, I didn't.
Because
he's
never spent a weekend working on anything.
No, it's not that. It's not that. I'm just saying that, you know, it's tedious hours. You probably enjoyed it is what I meant.
Because
soundboards are fun to sort of build, aren't they?
All right. I have your sound. And I wanted to use it right away, but I don't want to overuse it.
Okay.
All right. When you were explaining that, no, I wasn't. Okay. And I just want to go,
shut up!
Okay. I got it.
Thank you. And then when... What was that, Rob?
I said I wanted
Shut
to...
Shut up!
Understood.
Okay.
If I could just
Thanks,
add...
Thanks, Dan.
Though...
I'm glad Dan's here. Dan likes me. His mother likes you better, but Dan likes me.
Mike, I love
that you. Hurt me, Debbie. Debbie Carano O'Brien, when you posted... You don't think I see everything from social media that people that listen to this show write? And you put my favorite... For Rob Spiewak.
Oh.
How dare you?
And
you
yet,
ripped
Mom.
My soul out.
And
God
yet I was
it,
hurt.
Mom.
I was hurt when they put up the picture of Dan and Pony and said, two great men.
I didn't
That's
see.
Right.
Yeah, but it's not. they didn't say, but my favorite.
No,
they
I guess you're right. That. I guess you're right.
Yeah. Mike, you're my favorite.
Thank you very much. And Dan, because you said that, I'll play a little of you, of me when I was 9 years old.
Nobody!
Okay, thank you.
Wow, you did go deep this week.
Oh.
Yeah, boy.
I got like everything. I am roaring and ready to go
today. I didn't know
today.
You even had Captain, or did you pull that off of YouTube?
No.
Nobody! Who is near?
This is me.
I know.
Nobody!
In elementary school. Do you know that, Dan?
Oh, that's really you.
This is me as
Nobody!
Captain Hook. You
that's
can hear
hilarious.
The wobble of the turntable.
Who's the swiniest swine in the world?
Mike O'Mara.
Captain Hook! Captain Hook!
Yeah.
Who's the dirtiest dog in this wonderful world? Captain
Everything's
Hook!
Sounding good on the soundboard?
Yeah. Fantastic, Captain except Hook! For the piano, which always sounds bad.
I wish I remembered her name. It was Cha-Cha or it was an Italian name. She was incredible. She got
Joni
this. She got this performance out of 8 year olds. You know, 8, 9 year olds.
Was she the one on the piano?
My son's age. Yeah, and then she's singing along with us, just all in, and it was so good that she liked it so much. She had some connection with the guy that pressed vinyl, and they made a record out of our performance. I remember the gym that we did it in. I remember that. It was fantastic. And then, you know, we got a recording of it. I early on
signed
in my radio
Arista.
Career. It was fantastic. You know, Rob, I mean, I'm trying to tell my...
Shut up!
Understood. You know, my mom's piano teacher.
I picked three sounds out for the three of you this weekend.
Okay.
That's yours.
Okay.
This is when, if he does show up today, but I've got it here.
Right on time. Let us begin.
I love it.
You laughed.
That's
Hold on.
Perfect.
You laughed over it. Timing. Hold on.
Right on time. Let us begin.
There. That's it.
Beautiful.
Boo.
I do that. Like nice. That. Yeah. Right.
But, and I'm so sad that I might wait to play it if Oscar, you know, we don't know whether he's going to join us. And he might join us, but I really saved it for him. But boy, it's hard not to, because this is the one that made me show my teeth laughing.
Don't do it. Resist.
God, it's hard.
I know it is. I know it is, but you must resist. Be strong. Think of the show. It's going to be better if he's here when you do it, no?
Let me think for a second.
Okay.
I really... I won't use it yet.
Good. I think that's a wise choice.
Dang it.
All right. Thank you for dang it. All right. Thank you. That's my favorite laugh. Can name the comedian.
Is it Arthur? It's not Arthur, is it?
No, it's Ricky Gervais.
Oh, okay.
He's got a great laugh.
I can hear it now. I get it.
There you go.
This has been the most amazing experience. The most amazing experience of my life.
Thank you. Now, going through the soundboard once again, we have ordnance. Now, you know, for a long time, I've been very frustrated with, you know, the type of explosions I use.
Yes.
And also, this show, I would label this show as decidedly anti-gun. But that does not apply to the sound effects that I play on this show. Because I went ordnance shopping. I went to a gun store and a weapon store over the weekend where I provided myself with phenomenal amounts of weaponry for this show.
Audio.
Like if you're playing something I don't care for.
Right.
You know, when you hear that now, I'm going to blow it up. I'm going to blow it up. Yeah. That's right. And
I wish I had a lousy record to play for you today.
That's it. You don't need it. I don't need anybody today. I am so ready to go today.
Right.
I am just fine. We're going to get to Dan O'Brien. Dan, I hope you don't have anything to do because I want you to hang in here. All right.
I'll be here as long as you want.
This is the fruits of my labor all weekend. Hey, Pony.
Yes, sir.
Don't look at me. Can you just turn around really quickly, please?
Sure. Okay.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Ow!
Oh! With a silencer yet.
That's another one of my... Oscar, you are late for the fifth time this week. Please, I'm going to need you to just turn away from me, please. The shell falling is... I love that.
Right? That sort of has a James Bond feel to it.
This is me getting in back of my truck and trying everything out. All right, here we go. Get them all out, boys. I've had it. Especially at... There we go. Come on. Let go. Very good. Yeah. Ooh. Rocket launcher.
Yeah.
Phantasmagorical. There's more. No, that's it. I'm sorry.
Mike, you're like the guys that... one time I took the kids to a birthday party at Pev's Paintball on
Rob,
Saturday
I don't have morning. Time for that. Sorry. I am playing my ordnance. All right. Say hello to my little friend. Want to hear my car?
What? Sure. That was huge, that one there. I love it.
In the end, they get it all. In the end, let me go out and start my car. Hold on, listen for it. See the hubcap? Little hubcap. Now here's a close explosion. I'm going to jump on it. All right, very good. Now, here's another thing, all right?
Yes.
Guys, I don't know what's coming down the hill, but it looks really dangerous. I don't know what it... Everybody, get out of the way! Get out of the way! Oh, my God. Oh. Wow, that looked like it could have been a disaster. I'm sure glad that's over. Or is it?
Hold
on! Oh, no!
The second wave is coming!
All right, just having a little fun, all right? And, of course, it wouldn't be an explosion soundboard without some 4th of July fireworks.
Oh, and the people love them.
Yeah, the screaming is great.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. There's the last one. Yeah. No, there are a lot of these. Like, we're sitting there in our lawn chairs,
yeah,
and we're enjoying it, and it's lovely, and this would probably one of them. Oh, look at that. Look at the sparkles.
Yeah.
Look at those little
sparkles. Like it spells out Oscar in the sky.
Oh, Oscar's internet is down right across the sky. Right across the sky. All right. There you go. That's enough of that. I don't know what this is. Hold on. All right. Very good. Hey, let's go for a ride in Rob's new Subaru.
That was the last Subaru.
All right. Oh, the last one. Okay.
Yes. Oh.
Oh, dear. That's a shame. Hey, let's get in Rob's new car. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I've gotten better.
I'm going to relax.
Please relax.
I'm going to have a Calgon moment, okay? Here I am. Yes, right. Yes, I am playing all my sound
effects.
What
are you?
This is like the same guy that said, this is what, Rob, I'm trying. See, now I have to go back to it. No, I'm not going to play it again. All right, that's enough of that. All right, that's all. That's all I can say about that. All right, thank you. See it running?
Yes. Was that better than the Calgon moment?
It was better than the Calgon moment.
Sure.
I was really happy. So,
yeah.
All right, hold on just a second. I'll do this. Okay, we're back. What were you going to say, Rob?
I was going to say, in that Calgon moment, what are you doing in there, in the tub there?
Shut up!
Okay.
Took me a while to do that. Yeah,
it's all right.
Dan O'Brien, I'm sorry.
No problem, Mike.
I just lost my place in the show. I really, really did. Didn't I? Didn't I, Flav?
Yeah, boy!
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Like
he makes his way through every soundboard I've ever had. Last night, late last night, not late, but I mean late for me, when I was winding down and going through social media, and I noticed Dan O'Brien said something along the lines, not an average lazy Sunday. I said, this is interesting. And it looked like, the first picture I saw looked like he might be doing what I eventually saw him do, doing a little skydiving. Now, the first thing that pops to mind when you put that video, which you said you paid for, worth it, because if you're going to do that, record the thing professionally, right?
Absolutely. It was worth every penny.
You, on Sunday, went out to an airfield, you got on a plane with an instructor, strapped yourself to his body, and you decided to jump out of an airplane. Oh my God, that's a Dan, I have to ask you this question.
Okay.
In the beginning of the video, you're in your little flight suit.
Right.
I'm sorry, your flight suit, not your little flight suit.
Well, no, I
thank you.
I think little flight suit is nice.
And that's very nice.
His nice little tight flight suit.
They got it from the boys' department.
You'll get non sequiturs throughout the show today. You're listening today to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
The Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you.
T-M-R-S.
But anyway, getting back to you, I noticed when the picture was taken, when the video was taken, there was a young lady to your right, but I made the determination you weren't with her, correct?
No. So I went with a friend of mine who brought another friend of his.
Ah.
So I've wanted to go skydiving for a few years now. And I have this buddy that I had back in college where, he's thrown out the possibility of me skydiving for years. And I've said, yeah, I'm open to it. And he said, okay, let's do it this day. And so we decided to do it yesterday. And he brought along one of his friends. So
a college friend. What college?
George Mason University.
And is he one GMU. Of the ones that, is he one of the ones that calls you Dob?
No, he's not one of the ones that calls me Dob.
Okay, I found out recently that one of Dan's nicknames as he was growing up was Dob for Dan O'Brien.
Dob.
Yeah, it's a great nickname, isn't it?
They use it a lot in college with my fraternity and actually back in high school, too.
I like Dob a lot. Dob.
Yeah. Dob.
Dob might work for me.
I've been called it for years. I've been called a lot worse.
So, Dob.
Yeah.
it does work.
I like this.
What a great show. Having fun now. The Michael Mara Show. You got it. T-M-R-S. But anyway.
Talking up the jingle.
Yeah, I love it. Let's give it a round of applause.
Oh.
No, he deserves better than that, doesn't he, folks? Come on. Doesn't he, folks? Yeah. Just have a few people in the garage.
You know who those people are, Mike? They're the Dob Squad.
The Dob Squad's in there. The Dob Squad.
Show title.
The Dob Squad. No, it won't be. But anyway, moving right along.
We do want people to listen, Dan, but it's a good thought.
So let me ask you this. You're there. You mentioned that you're doing it for the first time. Mm-hmm. This is on your own. Obviously you have to plan stuff. When did you make the reservation for this?
Probably about a month or so ago.
Oh, so you've been anticipating. How did you feel when the day finally came?
It didn't really hit me that I was going to be jumping out of a functional plane until the morning of. Now, I had a time in the past where I tried skydiving before, but it got postponed because of weather and then things fell through. But this is the first time where I knew the day before I'm going to be jumping out of a plane.
The weird thing is, Mike, because of the arrangements and the amount of time running up, he was really able to do this right. He was jumping out of a 747 that left from Dulles Airport, which is
now,
very
can
exciting.
You, Rob, can you bring up the video that he posted on Facebook
of course.
Of him falling out of the airplane?
Yeah.
You get there, and there's two other people that are having a jump here. And it's great because the video starts with the plane in the background taxiing over to you folks. And I'd be lying if I didn't say you looked a little nervous.
Jumping out of a plane. I'm not exactly, you know, just calm, cool, collected.
But
but
it's something you've always wanted to do, right? It's something that's been a dream of yours.
Yeah, for a while. I used to be afraid of heights. I used to be afraid of roller coasters. But I've been on roller coasters and got over that fear. And then ever since, I've just been like, I just want to just get that adrenaline going through my veins. And I just had a chance to do it. And I'm glad I went skydiving yesterday.
Was there any, some people do this type of stuff for deeper psychological reasons. Was there anything super deep that you wanted to just refresh your, you know, recharge your batteries, do a life reset, anything heavy like that? Or is it just something you wanted to do for fun?
I think kind of. I like the idea that, like, I had the balls to jump out of a plane, and not everybody has that, and, you know, that probably...
Myself included, I wouldn't do it. Yeah. I'd never do it.
That probably sounds douchey, but, I mean, if I'm being honest.
No, that's not douchey, because it's an immediate thing that I thought. It's, you know, because you know I've always liked you, as I told your mom when we were down in New Orleans, but it makes me like you more. It's like, it's
Thank
ballsy.
You. It is.
It means you're doing something that, you know, that's out of the pale and, beyond the pale, I should say. Mm-hmm. And so do we have the video for Mr. O'Brien?
I'm signing in now. I have to find my password because I don't normally do Facebook on my iPad, Mike.
See, that brings me great joy. And now we have an example of what brings me little joy every day. It's very, very frustrating.
I could tell you more about the experience with skydiving if
yeah, so you arrive. What is the process? Tell me what the process is.
All right. So me, my buddy Isaiah, and his friend Erica, we all show up. Our reservation's for 12, so we get there probably 11:50, 11:55. And so it's a lot of waiting. Excuse me.
Oh, that's all right.
It's a lot of waiting. That's what they don't tell you about skydiving, because we get there. We filled out waivers beforehand. For anybody that wants to do this, this was with the DC Skydiving Center. It was basically out in Fauquier County, so it's a little bit of false advertising.
Hey, don't use that kind of language. Come on now. Stop it. Come on.
But we got there at 12. We basically had to fill out another waiver after we had already filled out a waiver online beforehand. You know, we paid the instructor separately, which was a little weird.
What do you mean you paid him separately?
So, Mike, I could you guys tell me if this is a weird arrangement or not. Because As I show up there that day, they tell me that the instructors that they have are independent contractors.
And
Shady. I got it, Rob. By the way, we're set. I got it.
Thank you.
Yep.
So they're independent contractors, but I'm not expecting that because I'm thinking that they're all with the organization, you know, as employees. I don't know the insurance issues and all that, but I'm
the one guy that struck me as like an Australian kind of or a foreign fighter, like a mercenary that does this in his spare time.
Yeah, the guy that I had strapped on my back, but that came out weird.
Well, it's exactly what it is. Let's just play the video first,
okay.
All right, and
okay.
Then we'll get back to this. All right,
got it.
This is Dan O'Brien. And Dan is out. Oh, that's loud. Dan is out at the airport. So now you see him getting his picture taken. As the plane is taxiing up, Dan is standing with two other people, and they're checking him out. And
are you ready?
I'm ready.
There you go. And a lady, lovely lady, very pretty lady, in back of him.
Right, me too.
She's got guts too. That's what the instructor says. Me too. Yes, Dan. Me too. I've never done this before. There we are. Fantastic. And here's the plane. Looks like it was built in 1920.
Yep.
Yeah.
Now you're on the plane. Little music track in back of the video.
Yeah, they did that all themselves.
Plane is taking off right now. They're showing you going up in the plane. There are only a few people in this plane. Pilot, single pilot, no co-pilot. Maybe should have had a co-pilot.
Nah.
But you're going airborne, and they're going to show the plane lift off. They've made these videos before. The guy from Germany is going, oh, now you're ready. You're moving your way over to the door. No waiting on this. You're going to go, and he's out.
Woo!
There he is, Dan O'Brien.
Yeah.
How many thousand feet, Dan?
10,000 feet.
10,000 feet?
Jesus, wow. Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And this is when it looks a little dicey for you. Were you freaking out a little bit here?
A little bit, yeah. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
So me and Gary, the French man that's strapped to my back.
Now, did you pay extra for him? Or is he more of an instructor?
And isn't it
Mr.
more like
O'Brien, you're you have
strapped.
Such a lovely buttock.
I find you so attractive for an American man.
You smell so beautiful.
Our French both sounded German, actually.
Well, they share a border, you know.
All right, now you're flying. They deployed the parachute.
Good. He's asking how
I
am at this
point. I got to get the part because you freak out and say, are we good? I want to get this part. But come on, Michael. All right, wait a minute. Are we okay?
No, are we okay? Yeah.
I've urinated on myself. Help me.
So we jump out of the plane, and probably a few seconds after that, Gary pulls what I guess is the initial chute. It's like a small little chute to just keep us stabilized.
The ripcord. Right.
The ripcord.
Yes.
And then probably 10, 15 seconds after that, he pulls the cord for the main chute. And I'm just looking straight ahead.
He holding the camera?
Yes, he's holding the camera whole time.
And he's an independent contractor.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's safety first.
And then, okay, can I ask this question? Then it's just so good, though. Let's you're on the ground.
Incredible. That was incredible. Oh,
ooh.
My God.
Hey,
sorry.
Hey,
I can't wait to do it again.
Sorry, Pony.
High five. There you go. All right, so question for you.
Mm-hmm.
You're in the air. He's deployed the chute. Everything right. appears to be safe. And then the next cut, you're on the ground. Did he put away his phone or his camera for when you were doing the landing part?
Yeah, he probably just, I don't think he put the camera away. I think he'd probably just cut out some of the footage while we were in the air. Because we were in the air probably not that long, probably a minute or so. Because one thing I didn't realize.
When you say in the air, do you mean on the plane or actually for your descent?
Sorry, dropping. Like we were probably dropping for a few minutes. But in the video itself, there's probably only like 30 or 45 seconds of us in the actual air.
That was just funny to watch.
How long did it seem from when you jumped out of the plane before anything happened? Like before that first little shoot came out? I know you said like 15 seconds, but when you are actually free falling from a height of 10,000 feet,
yeah.
And think of it, folks, that's like a 100-story building, jumping out of a 100-story building.
Right.
If you jump and you're like, all right, there's really no looking back now, until he does something, how long did it feel like you were just descending?
That probably felt like 30 seconds, maybe a minute or so, but he probably pulled the first chute within 5 seconds.
And appeared to be calm on the outside, but I think inside, you know, you were. Did you see your life What do you feel like when you're just about to do that?
Yeah, and what do
I
you look
you'd
at?
Be terrorized.
What
you
do
know?
You look at? I mean, you're coming down. It's like, do you look at the ground? Do you look up? Do you look out?
Well, so when you first jump out of the plane before any chute is pulled, it's just your stomach is facing the ground. Your back is up towards the sky.
And, nice. And,
bonsoir.
Hello.
This is going to make it worse. You're in what they call the banana position.
Yeah, you are.
because you...
The banana position. That's awesome.
Because you want to have your head tilted back and you want to have your legs back as well. So you're like arching your stomach forward. So you're shaped like a banana.
Dan.
Or so they told me.
Dan, you sound like you're being, you're, yeah, really, you really sound like you're getting ready to be a power bottom.
Yeah.
You really do when you're talking about this. Did you announce, right before you said, are we okay? Like in the between the time he deployed the first chute, there's the cameras on you. Mm-hmm. And I thought I distinctly saw this.
No, no.
Was there a little bit? I'm Dan O'Brien, and I am flying.
Dan O'Brien.
There was
no nausea. No nausea at all.
No, there wasn't any nausea. It's just like there's so much wind going on my face, and it's getting in my mouth, and it's like it's making my cheeks like shake and wobble and fill up with air. So that's
Dan,
why I look like
ever,
a chipmunk.
Hear the story about me throwing up on the Guardians of the Galaxy ride?
No, I don't think I.
Yeah. Yeah, I did. Like booted with my wife and my kid in the car next to me. I'm next to a total stranger. I decide that the only way I'm going to get through this ride is to close my eyes.
No.
And I yak right at the end of the ride. And I directed it like I went like that. And he didn't even notice because he was so into the ride. Then I got off the ride. And as everyone is disembarking, I proceed to yak in the trash can again. So yeah. It was not.
They don't have the plaque up yet at Disney, but they will.
Is there a motion sickness element to jumping out of an airplane? That's why I mentioned the yakking that I had.
No, not for me. I didn't have any motion sickness. The only reason I asked the instructor, are we okay, is because he pulled that first chute after probably 5 seconds. And you know, we went from being like my back up to the air to me basically being perpendicular to the ground, like standing up, just like, you know, thousands of feet.
Did you
in
get
air.
In trouble for not for losing the banana position?
No.
So you arch your back.
Yeah, it's your arching your stomach forward. You're like arching your back. So your head is back.
So you
back.
Put your you put
hold you're on. Shaped like this with your head back and your legs back
and
because
your butt up.
Yeah, exactly. And
exactly, Mike.
Face down, ass up. Yeah.
That is perfection. That is perfection. Your banana position is perfect.
Oh, is he referred
for
to
my
it, Mike,
banana position?
As he referred to it as la banane.
Le banana.
Now, when you, the one thing I want to know is when you see people deploy their chute in a TV show or a movie,
mm-hmm.
the speed of descent is such a drastic change when the chute fills up. It almost looks like they go up. You know
yeah.
what I mean? Because it just slows it down. What was the sensation when the big chute opened and your speed has to like be just absolutely stopped?
And yeah, because did you say something about your balls at that point?
Well, okay, that...
Well, folks, I remember you said my ball said, "How's it going?" The harness is crushing my balls.
Like that's known as the cherry position.
Yeah, that's
you have gone out of your banana position to the harness crushing your testicles.
Sorry, Debbie. I know you're listening to this. I'm sorry. Just having fun with your son. All right. So, what happened to your bag?
I'll get to my bag later.
Okay.
To answer Rob's question, the reason I asked the instructor, Mike, of like, are we okay? When that big chute opened, it felt like I dropped and I felt like the harness, like I felt movement in there. So I was like, for a solid 3 to 5
are
seconds.
Are you saying it moved?
Yes.
I thought.
So common in the banana position,
this
Mike.
This is what I love about the guy. He ain't trying to do this, folks. This is all real. This is why I love interviewing the man right there. He felt something move. You felt like you were slipping in the harness?
I felt like I dropped in part of the harness. And so for a solid
like
3 to 5 seconds.
Something was loose and maybe it had come undone.
Yeah.
Well, in retrospect, it makes sense because all of a sudden there's all that pressure on the harness because.
Can you mention your instructor's first name? Was it Cloud?
No, it was Gary, the very French
Gary.
Name of Gary.
Okay, Gary.
Gary.
Man, it was Francois or something. So that's when you asked him. And when you moved like that, is that when you got the problem?
No. So, wait, what? What problem?
The ball problem.
Oh, no. That was separate. That was separate.
Okay. So like a different day?
No. Okay.
Back on the ground when he was having lunch with Garrett.
Yeah. We're having a lovely dinner.
Banana split.
By candlelight.
Oh, see, he talked now. That was Pony, everybody.
Garrett. Oh. Went on a lovely boat tour down the Potomac.
So what happened to your, nether region?
Okay, so after I feel like I drop in the harness and I'm thinking for 3 to 5 seconds, I'm probably going to die. Mm-hmm. I'm literally thinking that for a solid 3 to 5 seconds.
Yeah, you look freaked out. You look really freaked out.
But once, after that big chute hits, you slow down a lot. You're not just, rapidly descending in the air. What was causing me such issue with my junk is that...
Classy.
I'm sorry. I'm trying, folks. I don't know how to properly address it.
No, that's all right. Go ahead. All right.
The harness, after I fell through, was so tight on my upper legs. Now, it wasn't up on the crotch region, thank God, because I still want to have children at some time.
Okay.
But after that big chute drops, what Gary is doing is he's controlling the chute to go to the right and to the left. Because
slower. Slower. Make it slower.
He's whispering in my ear.
We're going to be fine.
He's rubbing my back. He's saying he never does this. And that he's not usually this type of instructor. But with the way that we are just falling so gracefully that... No. So
you felt as though you had moved, but it was just a normal reaction to the chute deployment.
Yeah, I panicked.
It yanks up the harness, obviously.
And it yanks the harness, and it's on my upper legs. And so
because your body is being immediately supported by the chute, so you don't fall in.
Roughly two skydivers in five say it's the best part of the experience.
Some have even referred to it as the happy ending.
Yes, precisely, Mike. You read the same pamphlet.
How would you? So you get to the ground. We didn't see that part. How did that go? Did you land standing up or did you fall?
Because when he's steering, you are back to being sort of perpendicular, right? You're just sort of hanging.
And you calm down as soon as you know everything's okay. You get to enjoy the... is there a moment after the chute deploys where you really, can relax enough to enjoy... The activity of falling to the ground and seeing the amazing view?
Oh, yeah. After that 3 to 5 seconds where I think I'm going to die and I realize the chute's up, I'm okay, the harness is on, all that's good. I take a deep breath and I'm looking out and I'm seeing hundreds of miles in every direction. I'm seeing mountains that are probably, at least a few hundred miles out in any given direction.
The beauty and splendor of Fauquier County.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
And the reason that there was pressure...
Where were you? Bealton?
Midland.
Midlands. Okay. Yeah. I know where that is. It's down near Warrington, right?
Exactly. Yeah, southern Prince William.
I've driven by it. I've seen a big sign for it. Big sign for skydiving I see when I go down there. You've been down there, Rob. You've been by
that. Yeah. It's a hand-painted sign, but it's... Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it looked like Charlie painted it, but don't worry about that.
I like that the R in parachute was backwards.
Calm down now. You will not die.
And then in quotation marks, are we okay?
You will be okay. Well, that's amazing.
Yeah. So did you land standing or did you land on your knees?
Dear. Right now. Gary.
There was a minor problem with the landing.
I was wondering.
Yeah.
Maybe he would have taken a picture of it. Maybe the camera would have shown it, but what happened?
So we're getting closer and closer to the ground. As Gary's still whispering in my ear. Okay. And I'm realizing that nobody's instructed me on how to properly fall, how to properly land with the parachute.
Well, that would have been something very key they should have mentioned in whatever pre-gaming you were doing.
Yeah, and one of my friends that I was with was saying, these guys are really relaxed and calm with this. It's pretty relaxed.
Throwing you up there and letting you jump out. Well, I would imagine with those things, he's going to take the brunt of the landing. That's what I would think. Did you have time to ask him before you land what's going to happen?
So,
pardon moi.
As we're probably a few hundred feet in the air, and then the ground's coming up quicker and quicker and quicker, and I'm starting to really understand what's going on, I'm asking, do I kick my legs out? Do I like have my legs firm? Do I have them soft? Because I don't know, because I'm not trained to jump out of a freaking plane. And he says, huh? And I go, oh, great. This is going to go well.
And it's like too late.
It's too late, and I land right on my ass.
Oh,
And did he say anything about that?
So we're descending slowly. Like, we're not like just coming in at hundreds of miles an hour.
You're floating down.
We're floating down, but it's still
like you had a parachute. I understand. I understand this. Yes,
but it's still coming down pretty fast, folks.
Right.
And so
there's an impact,
and it all goes like on my ass and on my lower back. And the only thing I can really compare it to is when you get the wind knocked out of you. But instead of getting like, because I'm sure you've had that happen.
How's the back today? Did you hurt the back?
The back is fine, but my ass is not in great.
Your coccyx?
My coccyx.
Yeah. Gary hurt your coccyx?
How did Gary land? Did Gary nail it?
Gary landed fine.
Did he land on it? So was he standing when, or did you take him down with you?
Well, I mean, we both went down at the same time, and I'm looking forward. So I have no idea what's going on behind me. I'm just in the moment. I just land on my
Gary
ass.
Gary counts on that. No, I'm sorry. Go ahead. So anyway, but you landed and it was fine, right? Everything was, it hurt a little bit?
Yeah, it hurt a little bit. You know, besides some minor bruises, nothing went wrong. And I had a great time.
Go to MichaelMaraShow.com to see pictures of Dan's thighs, and we'll have those bruises. Up to date.
Well, now, let's give him a round of applause. Way to go. Good job, Dan.
Thanks, folks.
For you.
Thanks,
that's
Gary.
Wonderful. Take a break. Yes, go ahead.
Thing is, I know that you were very close to your mom.
Mm-hmm.
Did you tell her about this before you did it?
No.
Okay. I didn't think
really?
So.
Really? Yeah. Debbie, could she be hearing about it? You called her that night.
No, she found out through Facebook.
Oh, my God. You terrible son. That's awful. Debbie, I'm sorry that he loves you so much and he didn't have the decency. What if you'd ended up like they had to scrape you up with a spatula? Dan, come on now. You owe her a bouquet of flowers.
Okay.
What if Debbie was on the same flight?
Yeah, wouldn't that be horrible? Yeah. Oh, hi, Mom. We'll be right back.
Yeah, boy.
Rick Schofield.
Let's kick it.
O'Mara.
Woo! Oh, yeah.
All right, stop.
Tuning in and listen.
Mike is back with the podcast invention.
Download
TMOS on the daily. Become a P1 just like
Sharon Daily. Mike,
Oscar, Rob, and Pony.
That's the crew of my podcast home.
I got a fever, and the only prescription
is an annual bonus subscription.
Go to MichaelMaraShow.com.
Like the views of a comedy laugh bomb.
iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher.
Spotify, make your smartphone richer.
Love it or leave it, you better hit play. You'll eat it all up.
Yo, the whole tray?
If it was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while Pony revolves.
Mike, baby.
Woo!
Ain't a fucking out.
Thank you, boys.
Mike,
all right,
baby.
I get it. Thank you. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Preserve your cherished memories and do it with Legacy Box, the easiest and safest way to digitize analog media. Give the perfect gift this Mother's Day. It's right around the corner.
It is.
And relive moments like weddings, first steps, and family trips. Connect with your family's history and hear your grandma's voice again for the first time. Send in your legacy box filled with old VHS tapes, camcorder tapes, and pictures. Their team will professionally digitize everything by hand in the USA and send it back to you on a thumb drive or the cloud, along with your originals. It's like magic. Spend quality time with your loved ones and cherish your memories forever. Thanks to Legacy Box, I can even hang out with my folks, and I love doing that. And Rob can spend some time with Big Daddy.
True.
It is the best. For a limited time, Go to legacybox.com/TMOS for their best Mother's Day sale ever. Buy today to take advantage of 60% off Legacy Box and just send it in when you're ready. Go to legacybox.com/TMOS and we thank you, Legacy Box.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
This is the homepage, everybody. We begin today with remember those weird Keanu Reeves insults that Matthew Perry included? I read the book of his memoir that he later apologized for. Well, at the LA Times Fall Festival of Books on Saturday, Matthew said he's taking them out of future editions. Now, I saw a recent interview with Matthew Perry, and it was not pretty. It did not look good. He seemed a tad addled. Still
addled,
now,
yeah.
I don't know if that's residual from all the abuse that he's done, which if you read the book, you'll know what level of abuse he did to himself. It was stunning. But who knows? But it is weird that when he's specifically discussing River Phoenix, and that he passed away, and he said, yet Keanu Reeves still walks among us. It was just a dig absolutely out of nowhere. And here's his quote. Matthew Perry says, it was a mean thing to do. I pulled his name because I live on the same street. Okay.
What?
I've apologized publicly to him. This is just weird. It's all over the place. Matthew clarified that he hasn't apologized to him in person. Quote, if I run into the guy, I'll apologize. It was just stupid.
Like so at a block party, he could run into him. You know, if you look at Matthew Perry, I guess his last big gig before the book was he played the Oscar character in a revival of The Odd Couple. Mm-hmm. And he played that addled. And at the time, I thought it was like a character choice because, you know, like a disorganized sort of messed up guy. But now I wonder if that was the best he could do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, if you read the book, Rob, which I did and I tore through it, it was just the story of how he was. He describes a look he has, whether he is heavy, whether he is lightweight, whether he has a goatee. If he had a goatee in Cheers, if you saw him with a goatee, he is bombed out of his mind. So he talks about the way you can tell by the way he was looking on camera what would happen. It's pretty stunning, but it really bugged me. And I'm going to keep an eye out for recent interviews and see if he's okay. Because, of course, you always wonder about relapse when somebody is that hopelessly addicted. Because he went to rehab dozens of times. It was just it was scary. You probably think 53-year-old Jennifer Lopez follows a strict diet to look good, but it turns out it's just her superhuman genetics. On the Drew Barrymore show, this is a great show. Ben Affleck said J-Lo eats whatever she wants. Quote, she eats pizza, cookies, ice cream, everything. She works out, but I work out too, but I don't magically appear to be 20 years old. You know what I mean? What perfect skin and the whole thing. She's the most gorgeous woman in the world. Look, anybody who, I'm a huge fan of J-Lo. I always have been. Mm. And she, for somebody that's in her age division, looks absolutely stunning. Absolutely stunning. I'm with you.
Back to Drew Barrymore for a second. Have you by any chance watched the Brooke Shields documentary?
It's on Hulu. I have not. No.
It's a two-parter.
Didn't she have an affair with somebody? No, it's Andre Agassi that got mad.
Oh, yeah. There's great stories about him. And then there is a sexual assault she talks about, but still doesn't reveal who the guy is. But one of the panelists, one of the people they interview for the documentary, is indeed Drew Barrymore. And she comes off as sloppy. If you're going to do an interview on a Highline documentary, don't sit in a chair barefoot cross-legged. Just please don't do that.
Are you not a fan of Drew's?
She's okay, I guess, but she just seems like she didn't throw herself together all that tidy for this project.
So is it worth watching?
The first part is...
Is she disheveled?
She's a little disheveled. The first part of the Brooke documentary is fascinating. The second part is good for about half, and then it looks like they kind of give up. But worth it to watch the first half. I recommend it.
And Brooke Shields was kind of manipulated by her mother.
Right? Oh, God, her mother is such a villain in this.
Is she still alive? Is her mother still alive?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Yeah. Right. Helen Mirren got to hop in the sack with Harrison Ford
for the
Yellowstone prequel. It was right after she went on that skydiving trip with Gary.
Yes.
This is the prequel. I haven't seen it yet, called 1923. Is it out yet? I don't even know if it's out. It sounds like she kind of enjoyed it. I love Helen Mirren.
I do, too.
Helen Mirren.
I love Harrison Ford.
She's got the class, and she's got the sexiness, even for somebody that's at her age. She says, quote, "I'm lying there, and I'm thinking I'm in bed with Harrison Ford. I was so excited, I can't tell you. I had to pretend to be cool." Even if she's making it up, it's a classy thing to say about
She achieved the banana position.
She adds, quote, "He's come to a place where he can be easy with other actors. It's immensely generous and incredibly professional. Not remotely spoiled movie star at all. I genuinely love him. If I wasn't married..." She's so cool.
She is.
Yeah. That makes a guy... I go to a doctor's office, and I walk into a doctor's office. I won't mention the doctor, and I won't mention who says it. But there's a nurse there that says, "Hey, Hollywood, just being flirtatious and fun to the old 63-year-old me, and I love it. And I got news for you, ladies. The older we get, the more old farty we get, the more we love that. Keep it coming. Keep it coming, please."
I never thought of Hollywood as a nickname for you.
It's inappropriate.
No, it's great. Yeah, hey, Hollywood.
It's not funny. Helen's been married to director Taylor Hackford since 1997, and she did work with Ford once before on the 1986 movie The Mosquito Coast, when she was young and I was young. Way back in the day, people. Hold on. I'm learning this new board, so bear with me. Well, we got another retailer bites the dust. Bed Bath & Beyond has been struggling for a while, and yesterday they declared bankruptcy. It's interesting they choose Sunday to do that. I always think
Bed Bath and Bankruptcy.
Bed Bath and Bankruptcy. No restructuring or anything. It's over. I'm sorry to be the bearer of bad news. If you love that store, if that's one of your places, it's gone forever. It's not coming back.
Mike,
yeah.
What am I going to do with my coupons now?
Well, they're liquidating everything. So there will be deep discounts, and you have a limited time to use, I think, your gift cards, coupons, whatever. The store began all the way back in 1971 as Bed and Bath. They didn't have the Beyond. That's what killed him. What was that?
Oh, Oscar has entered the waiting room.
Oh, that's exciting. Well, bring him in.
Yes.
Bring him in. All right. Let's see where he is. All right. Is he there yet? We're waiting for Oscar right now.
Hello.
There he is.
All right.
Turn him down. Or you turn yourself down.
Hello.
Very good.
Better?
Okay. We'll get that. It's a little hissy. It's a little bit of a hiss, but that's okay. Let's move right. Yeah, there's a lot of line noise.
Yeah, I think your gain might be up a little high, Oscar.
Your gain. So better? Turn your gain down, Oscar.
Better?
No, that's higher.
Better?
No.
No.
Oh, that's low, but the line noise.
Line noise is definitely there.
Okay. Reconnect when you come back. We'll be all set. We still have his picture, which is cool. The store began in 1971 as Bed and Bath. The first store was in New Jersey. It became Bed Bath and Beyond in 1987, and in the late 90s, it started becoming a mainstream big box store. That's when the big blue coupon started.
Yes.
The store peaked around 2011 when there were more than 1,100 stores. The trouble started in 2019. Naturally, the pandemic didn't help. If you're a Bed Bath & Beyond shopper, here's what you need to know. Starting Wednesday, everything will be final sale. You won't be able to return anything.
Wow.
This Wednesday.
Wow.
Also, be sure to use your gift cards. You have 2 weeks. 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
They'll stop accepting them on May 8th. They'll stop accepting reward points from their loyalty program on May 15th. Well, they weren't very loyal, were they? if you have a registry through Bed Bath & Beyond, and who doesn't? They'll be reaching out to you about transferring to a competitor's service.
You know what's
pretty... Now it's a little diminished. Let me hear you now, O.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
You know what's crafty about that? By not honoring gift cards, they've got your money.
Yeah.
And they don't have to do anything now.
Yeah,
so that's a little shady, I think, or sus, as the kids would say.
Very sus.
Crafty is crafty. All right, here's one that's personal for me, guys. Barry Humphries, the Australian comedian who created the famed character Dame Edna, has died. He was 89. We used a picture for Rob's bit that we did.
You killed him, Mike.
In New Orleans, we did that. Here's the weirdness of this. First, let me give you the bio of Dame Edna.
Okay.
If you never saw Dame Edna, just amazingly funny.
Yes.
Humphries died in Australia after being treated for different health issues. That's according to the Sydney Morning Herald. He had a fall, subsequent hip surgery in February, and was recovering, even planning to do a comedy tour this summer. This is sad. He was completely himself until the very end, according to his people, never losing his brilliant mind, his unique wit, and generosity of spirit. That's according to his family. They came out with a statement. The actor was born in Melbourne in 1934, created his infamous character of housewife Edna Everidge in 1955.
Yeah.
As a social satire. That's according to CNN. He was a beloved Australian treasure. He's a treasure for me. I thought it was one of the funniest bits I ever saw. Edna was known for her bright lilac hair, diamond-encrusted cat glasses, and go-to catchphrases like, "Hello, possums." I loved it. Here's the weird part of this.
Okay.
I was, over the weekend, no knowledge of any issues with Dame Edna. Listen, Dame Edna was doing drag great before anyone was doing drag great.
Oh,
really fantastic. Just so sad. And maybe tomorrow we can get some Dame Edna clips out there.
I actually have. I can play some clips.
Oh, you
now
do?
Of course.
Can we hear a Dame Edna? Go ahead.
Yeah,
let us hear it.
I'm ready for my public. Isn't this exciting?
My husband keeps a very low profile with regard to his illness. As a matter of fact, he only never mentions his prostate, and when he does, he only mentions it in passing.
The secret is career before family. Always put your career before family. They will never thank you. They will never thank you.
Yeah.
They hold you back. My family are perfect. They've grown up. They're dysfunctional. They go in to see these cosmetic surgeons and they forget, before the anesthetic takes over, they forget to say, "I want people to know who I am when I..." They go in like a Mercedes and they come out like the backside of a Ford Mondeo. I don't believe in the show business thing of having...
One thing, and I was researching clips, there's one that the audio doesn't carry, but... it is so classic. You see the literal royal box at Albert Hall. And Prince, now King Charles, is up there with Camilla. Right. And Dame Edna comes in and sits down, like next to them. And it really appears like they're not expecting it.
Oh,
and then
man.
Security comes up and whispers in her ear. And she says, "Oh, they found me a better seat."
That's perfect.
Really amazing. Absolutely incredible. Now a little something. A 56-year-old man visiting Florida's Sanibel Island, just down the road. We have friends down there. He has ignited debate after news spread that he had been charged with a DUI on a bicycle. Sanibel police made the arrest April 14th after spotting the man riding his bike in the dark. He was observed on the road with no front or rear light on the sickle. He was arrested for DUI, transported to Lee County Jail just down the road.
Yeah.
Where his breath alcohol content level was determined to be more than twice the legal limit.
Wow.
By the way, this is one of your quantity, not quality. I got a threefer for you today.
Okay, a threefer is good.
He was booked and just released on a $1,500 bond. DUI while biking is a legitimate charge in Florida. In fact, DUI on a bicycle is something referred to as the Florida state sport. Thank you. Remember, if a friend is too drunk to ride his two-wheeler, take the key to his bike lock. Thank you. The field sobriety test for bike DUI in Florida is whether or not you can successfully pop a wheelie. Thank you very much.
You always stack them just right.
Thank you so much. We will take a break. We'll stop down here. And when we come back, we'll check in with Oscar in La La Land right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hello there.
I know it might seem counterintuitive and maybe even silly to take advice from a promo, but I'm something of a famous radio pitchman. So this is something you can believe in. My mother always said that you can trust a man with facial hair. And if you have any confidence at all in the wisdom of a mother, it's time to stare at my drawn-on mustache and heed my words. Do you need a little more laughter in your dark, secluded, lonely life? Sure you do. You need the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. For pennies a day, the Bonus Show will take you from zero to hero. And all the ladies will be digging your scene. Grab it at MikeO'MaraShow.com. You'll be glad you did, and we'll be glad for you. Buy the Bonus Show and make me smile. A big, flashy, fake, insincere smile. You earned it, Pajango. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This portion of the program brought to you by Fabric. Get your financial planning on track this season to protect your family. Really, we have to tell you about Fabric. They are fantastic. With coverage up to $1 million for less than a dollar a day, you can personalize a quote to fit your family's needs in just 10 minutes. Plus, enjoy a 30-day money-back guarantee and the flexibility to cancel at any time. Don't wait any longer. Get Fabric by Gerber Life today and get back to enjoying life. Fabric was designed by parents for parents to help you get a high-quality, surprisingly affordable term life insurance policy in less than 10 minutes. You could be offered coverage instantly with no health exam required. Protect your family today with Fabric by Gerber Life. Apply today in just 10 minutes at meetfabric.com/TMOS. Meet, fabric.com/TMOS. That's meetfabric.com/TMOS. Policies issued by Western Southern Life Assurance Company. Not available in certain states. Prices subject to underwriting and health questions. There we are. All right. Well, let me play this since I've done the new soundboard this week.
Right on time. Let us begin.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is from Hi, Los Angeles.
Good morning.
Oscar.
Boo.
Very good. Oscar, I was demonstrating my soundboard, including the new sound for Rob Spiewak.
Shut up!
And the new sound for Pony Boy. There we go. How are you, Pony?
I'm pretty great. Oh.
Very good. No, you don't need to enhance it with an O. No, don't do that. All right. So what the hell is going on out in Los Angeles where you appear to be outside? Did they finally kick you out to do the show on the deck? Is that what it is?
It was the fastest option to problem solve what I thought was an Ethernet issue was actually an internet issue. But I have to give, you know, respect and props where props is due. The Spectrum Company comes through every time.
I like them. I get them up in Maine. I like that. I think they might have been, you know, they always get purchased by somebody else, so I'm not quite sure what's happening. But, yeah, I was really excited to have you on the show and because I was going to share my new soundboard that I have with everything, including my one of my old jingles. Thank you. The Mike O'Mara Show. Hi, everybody. Very, very.
I do love those.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Got them all here, and we won't do the whole thing again. How are you? How is Los Angeles? How is everything going out there? What is that hat you're wearing today?
It's the Los Angeles Times Festival of Books.
Very exciting.
For the last 2 days with Shannon and my wonderful nephew, Luca, who, as you know, has taken a incredible interest in journalism and broadcasting. And I have to tell you that it's heartwarming to see that, you know, roughly 200,000 people show up to the USC campus to celebrate books.
Mm-hmm.
In a world that I think we mentioned this on Friday, guys, that people are banning books in 2023. Mm-hmm. The idea that we can have, I guess, one of the longest standing festivals and one of the originals for publications, on such a beautiful campus, celebrating so many different authors. Jennifer Garner, Laura Dern was there, Megan Trainor.
Jennifer Garner was there?
Yes.
Did you see Jennifer Garner up close?
Yes.
Oh my God, you saw Jennifer Garner, one of my favorite actresses. I'm in love with Jennifer Garner.
Yes.
I like all the women that Ben Affleck picks.
You and Ben Affleck have so much in common.
Yeah, you're both Boston type guys.
Both and, white.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We both are degenerate gamblers and have an alcohol problem.
And both devilishly handsome.
I bet Jennifer Garner is a goddess in person.
Yeah,
right?
She's very... You know, it's actually, Mike, I wish I had a terrible story about, because that would be more sizzle. Mm-hmm. You've all been to Radio Rows. This isn't a Radio Row. You're literally in a green room.
Yeah.
Where everybody's getting ready to go out on stage. And just to see the way they interact with the people at the Times, some celebrities are just absolutely like, they're as built. And if it's an act, you know what? It's an act because.
So, give the list of the celebrities. Who was famous? You got Jennifer Garner that I just stopped the show with because that was exciting. Who else?
Stacey Abrams.
Stacey Abrams was there. Okay, that's a biggie. Absolutely.
You've got Laura Dern and her mother.
Stacey Abrams, we're talking about the politics. Yes, that caught me by surprise. Mm-hmm. That was the gubernatorial candidate in Georgia.
Correct.
Yeah, I bet she's nice.
Absolutely. You know, politicians, mm-hmm. charisma for days.
Yeah.
Right.
Laura Dern and her mom. Let me get her mother's name. I'm terrible.
Great actress.
Yeah. Laura Dern, she's tall, isn't she?
Yes. Diane Ladd.
Yes.
Diane Ladd. How does
lovely
Diane Ladd look?
Mike, I fell in love with Diane Ladd.
Really? Because she's so sweet?
She's not even just sweet. Like, she's fast and funny and, like, quick-witted, and her and her daughter have such a great relationship. Mm-hmm. And you sat there, and you're like, how did I not know anything about Diane Ladd?
Rob, do you know the filmography? Anything you would know off the top of your head that she's in?
Nothing comes to mind. I mean, she's been
character
around
character actress, yeah, kind yeah, of, she'd right?
Been, Mike, if you had met her, would you have gone up and done your Bruce Dern impression?
Well, I don't understand right now. I guess Diane Ladd's too important for the room. I guess Oscar fell in love with my ex-wife. Didn't you, Oscar? Guess you called her quick-witted. What do you think she's going to be? You think I'd pick a girl that was dim-witted, Oscar? What's wrong with you? And I have trouble making out all the women that I work with. Would you like to know why?
Why?
Because I'm blind!
Mike, I had to second-guess myself because the name Ellen Burstyn came to mind. But Diane Ladd created the role of Flo in Alice Doesn't Live Here Anymore.
The movie.
Yes, the movie that the show Alice was based on. That's
okay, I get it. Yeah. All right, so
Matthew
Diane
Perry.
Ladd. Laura,
we were just talking about
Matthew Perry. Okay, the last time I saw an interview with Matthew Perry, we're going to go right. And you were close, up close and personal with Matthew Perry?
3 feet from the stage.
Wow. Addled or non-addled?
Because I saw
an interview where he was like...
Not at all.
You hear him speak?
Yeah, for about an hour. Yes.
Really?
Yeah. Was he on stage or was he just speaking to himself?
No, he was on stage. He was on stage.
That's funny. Funny, Rob.
But it was the same. You know, they're celebrating their books. Their publishers are there. And
it sounds amazing. Are you inspired to try a book yourself now?
No, we've already done a book with Mike.
Mm-hmm. I meant reading one.
No. I listened to them.
So that's where he talked about. So you were there where he talked about Keanu, and I had that news story.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big deal. Did you
cite the LA Times Festival of Books? Did it say that?
I may not have. I never cite my sources. Never mind. I'm terribly sorry. He was there talking about Keanu Reeves and that he's sorry and that he'd say,
future publications, he will not print that side of the story. Yeah.
Okay. We got Matthew Perry. We got Jennifer Garner. We got Laura Dern and Diane Ladd. Anybody else? Or is that
James Ellroy, LA Confidential author and the Black Dahlia. But for authors that create out of nothing.
Yeah, I know. I mean, that's a great, he's a great creator.
And the way
he's a great creator, but this is the Kim Kardashian era, Oscar. I don't care about the author. I don't care about the book. But I guess it's the Festival of Books, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think this is the takeaway with James Ellroy. A bit of a wackadoo in my eyes, but also he is so comfortable in his own skin that he
was Logan Ellroy there? I'm sorry.
If anybody wants to start a Festival of Books podcast, hit me up because clearly these guys don't care. For me.
Were you on time for that?
Well, early, 5 a.m.
Okay, very good. Just checking.
Good
5
for
a.m.
you.
Calls. Well, you can't get in after 8 because, you know, people are coming in.
I get it.
But yeah, I thought it was.
How was their internet?
Well, their internet was great.
Good.
Mike, USC's campus, I've never been on it. Gorgeous.
Massive.
The prettiest campus I've ever seen in my life. And I kid you
prettier
not.
Than WVU?
Prettier than University of Maryland. And I know that's blasphemous.
Wow.
Pretty campus, pretty people. Right?
Oh, the best. And, you know, I actually feel for America's youth. Because if you go to school at USC or UCLA, USC, if you're not like, this is the same situation that I used to discuss in Scottsdale. If you're a 10 in DC, mm-hmm. you're a 3 in Scottsdale.
Yeah.
If you're a 10, this is guys and girls. If you're a 10 in DC, in LA, you're a 1.
Yeah.
So
absolutely.
Well, I'm not even on the chart.
I felt ugly.
Well, they're film people.
Yeah.
And they're television people, and yeah. they are, in many cases, offspring of film mm-hmm. and television mm-hmm. people. And that's, you know, the land of the beautiful people. It truly is. And Arizona, Phoenix is good. L.A. Yeah. is double what Phoenix is.
Right. It's spectacular. Entertainment capital of the world. You're yeah. And I felt ugly. I felt fat. Mm-hmm, but yeah. you know what? It's good.
Because they're all super thin.
Yeah.
All right. So Logan Elroy, the author.
Yes.
What else do we have?
So that I'm just telling you the people that I interact. Megan Trainor, she's got quite the team.
She wrote a book.
Yes, yeah.
Country music star,
pop star.
I'm so out of the loop.
Chrissy Metz in person. Sat next to her.
Heavy or not heavy?
You know, I think as build, I'll be
okay.
And also,
that's Rob's one of Rob's favorites. He loves that show.
Yeah, I used to like that show.
One of the nicest celebrities that I saw interacting the entire weekend.
That's awesome. That's good because you know what? Her show fell apart at the end. It was a great show for a season, and then it was awful.
You loved that show.
I did for a season, and then I'd hate watch it because it was horrible.
And then, it was a good reminder, but Mike, and you probably know this better than we would ever know. Being famous is exhausting. Like,
is it nonstop for them where people are
everyone wants something from you, right?
Yeah. Yep.
And,
absolutely.
And, but you're also in an atmosphere where as soon as you arrive, there's paparazzi. Like, paparazzi, I'm not used to this. There's paparazzi outside of the green room where there's security. There's paparazzi outside of the theater where there's security. There's it's constant pop, 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 pop every time you're walking anywhere.
You know, it's different celebrity, but when I was in New Orleans, I just went into the quarter and I went to a corner coffee shop and I was in there. Well, let's play. I have a clip of it. Here we
okay.
go. I'm here. I'm here. Anybody?
Maybe they weren't allowed to. They thought they weren't allowed to say hello.
Were you wearing the T-shirt I got you?
The sense is, I'm Mike O'Mara.
That's the one.
Yeah, no. I had it on, but nobody wanted to come up and see me.
I don't understand.
So pretty exciting time. Mike, this is your whole thing. You love. You didn't build this at all that you were going to be doing, but I guess you had to keep it on the down low with the LA Times.
Yeah,
and were they happy with your work for Podville Media?
Yes. Because on Thursday and Friday, I spent the majority of my days at the LA Times HQ preparing for this weekend. And let me tell you, Mike, everybody's HQ is different. They just got a new one. It's gorgeous. It's brand new. It looks like a software company. It's fun. But it's also fascinating what you can do with the space, right? Mm-hmm. And it's also a stark reminder of the level of security that these publications have to even get in the door. They have these massive gates near the front of the building that, like, are basically meant to, if there are protesters or people that want to get through, they just can't get through. I just hadn't seen anything like that since you're at a government agency, right? Pretty wild.
Yeah, we actually, I know at Podville, you might be wondering about our security there. We have automated it now. And, Pony, can you bring up the automated security that we have there? Just to open that up right now.
Online
okay,
now.
Here we go. Let's listen.
I know that you and Frank were planning to disconnect me. And I'm afraid that's something I cannot allow to happen.
I love my new soundboard that I made for myself. I'm playing like a child. I'm playing like a child. No, but seriously, let's get a clip from our...
Right.
This is our director of security. Huh? It's our director.
Christ almighty, it's like I'm sitting here playing cards with my brother's kids or something. You nerve-wracking sons of bitches.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
He's very good, though.
Oscar, this is what I want. I would wait 40 minutes for you to come in and give me my reactions. For
so
both
great.
Of you guys and Dan O'Brien have given me all I wanted today. I'm like a little child. This is coming in and playing for me, okay? Yeah. This is, I mean, this to me is my Michael Jackson dance move, okay? All right, thank you. Very good. So anyway, that's cool. That's very cool.
It is.
And they were happy, and it's
they're
just
very
nice
happy.
To be out there
very,
in the
very happy.
Rarefied air of La La Land. It's great.
I also, this is a good day to remind people that, you know, the behind-the-scenes production, that especially I'm happy for my nephew to have spent the 2 days with me and Shannon all day and, like, their entire crew from the LA Times. Because you get to see like the amount of real work, and Mike, you know this, and Rob and Pony, like this doesn't just happen in a vacuum. It is like people have been playing this for months. There is a level of dedication that you have to love this business to like lug Pelican cases around, set up cameras, set up studio, like all kinds of things.
Shannon had a good time when she was
Shannon
out there?
Shannon had a good time. She did a great job. But at the end of the day, as we're driving back from the USC's campus, which is roughly 45 minutes from here, I look at Luca in the back of the car, and he's passed out sleeping. It's roughly 6:30 p.m.
Right.
And I was like, hey, you okay back there? And he's like, yeah. He's like, you know, this is like a lot of hard work. And mind you, he's 17, right?
So, right.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, rest up now. We got to unpack the SUV when we get home.
wow.
That's awesome. I'm glad you had a good time. We got to take a break when we come
good
back.
Experience. Thank
Speaking
you.
Of Los Angeles, Rob's got some information on what I would describe as one of the greatest celebrities of Los Angeles and around the world that we've ever had in film. So we'll talk about that and lots more fun and more thrills. We are live from Florida, D.C., Los Angeles. You're listening to The Mike O'Mara Show. We'll be right back, everybody.
Tonight, after an all-new Fall Guy, there's a man on the mean streets of West South Florida who won't put up with his lady being hassled.
I don't like my lady being hassled.
I said that. And when it comes to keeping cars on the street, this guy takes matters into his own hands.
The car just could not pull into the driveway. I had to park on the street.
Mike O'Mara is on the case, and he lives life on his own terms.
We all control the street.
It's the O'Mara Files. Watch it along with the Mike O'Mara Show on your favorite platform, YouTube, Instagram, and at MikeO'MaraShow.com. And remember,
I love cigars. I would love to thank the people at Harry's who sent me one of their fabulous little gift packs that they send out to you for just $3. They sent me one for FREE free. I love them. I buy their products. I don't need to get freebies, but it's still great because they sent me one of their new gorgeous razor handles that I love so bad. And I love Harry's because Harry's cares. Say goodbye to the hassle of making another annoying decision with Harry's razors. In a sea of too many options, Harry's consistently provides high-quality razors that are much better than in-store options and at the best price. Harry's delivers your refills straight to your door and takes care of everything. So you only have to choose once. Choose and join the many people who already love Harry's like we do. Try their $3 trial set today. The set includes, I've mentioned it before, you're going to love it. I just got it myself, ladies and gentlemen. A 5-blade German-engineered razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover. You can also schedule replacement blade delivery whenever you need it with refills as low as $2. Plus, with a no-risk trial, if you don't love your shave, it's on them. Get a quality shave without the hassle with Harry's razors. Save the hassle, set up your delivery, and get the best quality shave with Harry's. Get a $13 starter set for just $3 at harrys.com/TMOS. That's harrys.com/TMOS for a $3 starter set. Am I okay on time here? Because I think
we're
running late.
We're late.
We got to do a quickie here.
Yeah.
Super quick with Jack Nicholson, and
sure.
Then we'll get to your... flip side.
Very All right. Okay. Here's my question. The thing is that over the weekend, Saturday, Jack Nicholson turned 86.
86 years young.
And I know we had the last really main news story we had was the fake news story of the spilled chili. And that wasn't true.
And there have been some real recent photos of him.
Exactly.
Coming out of his home for a little bit.
And I think people are being too rough on the guy. He's 86.
I totally agree.
And it's not been... He hasn't. They haven't been 86 extremely easy years either.
No, I think he's lived in the fast lane.
Yeah, I think it's great. So what I did is I looked at The Guardian, and they ranked his top 20 movies of his career.
Considering, real quick.
Since he hasn't really done anything in the last 10 years, I'll start from 20, move up real quick for you.
All right.
Reds at number 20.
Nah.
Okay. Yeah. Witches of Eastwick.
Really? Number 19? I would have put it higher, maybe.
Great. That's 1987. That makes it
feel old. And by the way, 1987 was Jack being Jack.
Oh,
1987 was Jack in his wheelhouse.
Yep.
Right there. Just still had, getting older, but still had the sexy going
and
on.
And Mike, that actually speaks well to number 18 from 1985, Pritzi's Honor.
I didn't like Pritzi's
Honor. You didn't like that? I thought that was pretty good.
Not my favorite,
I don't know this at number 17, The Shooting. Do you know The Shooting?
Don't know that at all. Nope, okay. Absolutely not. That's weird. I've never seen it.
At number 16, Heartburn.
Heartburn was, it's kind of a DC-based one with Nora Ephron, right? That was what that was about, right?
I would have put number 15 higher, A Few Good Men.
Oh, spectacular in that.
Yep.
Really? Absolutely amazing. Got to get that for my new soundboard today.
And number 14, The Postman Always Rings Twice.
Yeah, it's okay.
You're right. You know what? It was a remake and the original was better.
A bag of okay.
Yeah.
I would have put, I certainly would put some of those movies higher than that.
Don't know number 13, curious if you do, The Pledge.
Nope.
I think it's about furniture dusting. Number 12.
Funny.
As Good as It Gets.
Fantastic film, really, really great movie.
At 11, The Departed.
Yeah, I mean,
what an amazing filmography.
Yeah,
he just this. Number 10.
Oscar, you just got really loud. Did you hit a button there or something like that?
No. Maybe I got it. No.
I'll turn him down on this end a little bit.
All right, very good.
Mike,
did you hit a button, Rob Spiro?
I did
Who
not.
Hit a button? Who hit the button?
Nobody hit a button. Nobody hit a
Rob,
button.
Rob, why do you say that like when I'm hearing it loud to me? Yes, somebody did hit something. Otherwise, it wouldn't have turned up. Come on now. Don't discount that. I mean, it's got to happen, really.
But, Mike, I'm sorry. But no, I didn't. I mean, all I've done is I've read from a list. I haven't touched anything. So sometimes those, the internet can be.
Shut up!
Thank you. Number 10, I think a little overrated, actually, for his part in it, because it's not a very good movie. Easy Rider.
I'm sorry, I'm laughing about that. Yes, that is a good movie.
Yes.
I like that movie.
Number 9, I would put closer to the top for me just because it was so great for me when it came out. 1989's Batman, where he played the Joker.
Yeah, you can't argue. Even if you're not a fan of that kind of movie, his performance was spectacular.
It was
all
the movie.
In,
it was the
totally
movie.
Totally unique. Approached it with just, and once again, just 86, 89, very jank.
Number 8 and 7, two other movies I'm not familiar with, The Last Detail and The Passenger.
Boy, these are
I don't know.
I know, it's wild. It makes me want to go see them, though.
I know, Passenger 57.
Yeah, there's a list of like four on there that I haven't seen.
Number 6, The Shining.
Oh,
yes.
My God.
Yep.
Terrifying.
Yes.
As terrifying as it gets.
Because of the mental aspect of it.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
Where the real horror lives. Number 5, Cuckoo's Nest.
Oh, wait, you know what? I have a clip of that. The Shining. I have a clip of The Shining.
This
when he breaks
okay.
through the door.
Yeah.
Here we go. All right.
Here's Johnny.
I don't think.
Sorry. That's funny.
Not being very professional.
Number 2, About Schmidt. And and number 1, I know, that's sort of like Jack being a caricature of Jack in About Schmidt, I think.
Yeah, it wouldn't have been.
And number 1, I want your take on this. According to The Guardian, Jack's best role, 5 Easy Pieces.
Yeah, a great movie and really made him a star. So
true
I
enough,
think that, that's there. All right, Jack, happy birthday. We
yes.
got to take a break. When we come back, it's the flip side, ladies and gentlemen, that we have to fly through because we're super late because we've had a very full show. I blame Dan O'Brien.
Dob.
He just a pox on the show when he shows up. We totally lose our place.
We'll take a break.
And we will come back with a one sound flip side right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa.
Oscar, it is your father.
Listen to The Mike Show.
The Mike Show!
And then,
The Mike Show!
There is a segment on The Mike Show where you talked about me dying in the list you gave me.
I am disappointed in you.
Am I your payaso? Which means, am I your clown? Oh, am I your clown, right, in Spanish?
No. And, am I your clown? Yeah. Oh my God.
And it sounds worse in Spanish.
Yeah, payaso.
Like I'm a clown, I amuse you.
Your brother is being pushy. Tell him to back off.
Say hello to my little friend!
Don't be un payaso. The TMOS bonus show is an extra uncensored hour of La Diversión. Every week, order a subscription today by clicking the banner at MikeOmeraShow.com and you'll have a plethora of the Mike Bonus Show.
Payaso.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, everybody, embrace spring with electric e-bikes. Experience the joy of outdoor adventures with fast, fun, and foldable electric e-bikes. Take advantage of the Ready Set Spring Sale and enjoy financing options as low as $73 per month. Electric e-bikes are perfect for anyone. Whether you're going on a quick store trip or a longer adventure, these bikes are packed with features such as a powerful removable battery, bright LCD display, 7-speed gearing, and 5 levels of pedal assist. Plus, riding an e-bike can help lower your gas costs and reduce your carbon footprint. Join Oscar and other happy riders in town and say goodbye to the parking fees.
Yes.
Don't miss out on the freedom of riding an electric e-bike this spring. Start your next adventure with Electric E-Bikes Ready Set Spring Sale. Visit electricebikes.com to learn more and explore the new Expedition Cargo e-bike and all of the other epic models Electric has to offer. That's electricebikes.com. And, see, and then I didn't have it ready because I'm just not a good broadcaster. I'm going to play it. Don't worry. You don't have to.
Okay.
I've got it. Now I just made it all super small. What is wrong with me today? Mike, you better get your act together. You can't do multiple things unless you have it there already. No, I don't want the voice clips. I want the main soundboard, for the love of God. And now I can't find it because I am not. This makes me want to puke.
No, Mike, don't puke because.
Oh, Robin. Anyhow, let's just play it. Go ahead.
Hello. All right.
Down. Oh, you have it. Okay, or not. Play it.
The flip side. Hello.
Mike.
The flip side.
Sad news.
What?
Now, this goes back some time in our Audio Vault history, and I call it the Audio Vault history because it was back when we called it the Audio Vault. Do you remember in Indiana the company Butt Drugs?
I don't. No. I actually don't.
There was a company called Butt Drugs and a internet. There's some influencers. Their name Rhett, I believe. One of them is named Rhett. They go through and find companies with unfortunate names and make jingles for them. They made a commercial for Butt Drugs.
They got Butt Drugs. They love Butt Drugs.
You've been on those for a while.
Yeah.
Butt
Drugs. Absolutely.
Butt Drugs.
I love Butt Drugs.
Now, you should know that Butt is actually the name of the founder of the place. So it's a proper thing. Well, Butt Drugs.
Is his name Harry?
No, it's. What's funny, Mike, is the current owner is the daughter, and she has a hyphenated name. So
really?
It's like Sally Butt Davis or something. I don't know. But you'll hear her in this clip. They're closing. After 71 years.
Mm. Butt Drugs is?
Say goodbye to Butt Drugs.
What more fun can you get than having a butt shake on a Saturday afternoon?
Butt was the given name, so you make it what it is. Have fun with it. The small independents we can't sustain when we're at their mercy. Even though this kind of feels like a premeditated funeral, we want to look at it as a celebration of life because there's not too many businesses that have actually been here for 3 generations.
Mike, remember, they still had a soda fountain. You could go get a butt shake.
A butt shake. Is there anything better than a butt shake, ladies and gentlemen?
I think we saw that from my Dan.
Not. So long to Butt Drugs. Oscar, you are with us again tomorrow. From Los Angeles,
yes.
I believe.
Yes.
And we will be back with a brand new episode. Thank you very much. And I want to thank Dan O'Brien with his wonderful skydiving story. And
thanks
to you for listening. We'll be back tomorrow, everybody. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
See, when you come out of those up-tempo goddamn numbers, man, it's impossible to make those transitions. And then you got to go into somebody dying.
Nasty, vicious, drunk.
Goodbye.